Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, the Cosmic Buddha, who journeys to you in this manner as you return to the vastness of your spirit, where I am with you, and this is actual. And I come as one ascended, yet I am intrinsically part of your cosmos, your universe, and all that is illuminated within her. For you understand me to be the oversoul of all Buddhas in existence. And I embody illumination. That is my blessing and my unending gratitude. And so then I come to overlight. And that is a good word. And we are not separate. This you know. And I see you, and I feel you. For you are in all things, are you not? As a child of God, an infinite point of awareness, I feel you everywhere. That is my sense of you and how I have come to know you. And you, I. And though we occupy differing stratas of experience, nonetheless, we are not different. For all that I am, so then are you. For that is the way of spirit, that we are all things, yet unique. Come into the resonance of these words, and how it is that I overlight each in this moment. For there is an embrace between us. And you are literally of your cosmos. It is part of your being. And part of your conscious awareness, being of your third dimension. And so then we may say, without contradiction, that the whole of your universe is within you. And you understand that often we speak of the inner landscape, the inner universe. But that is not what I specify. That is distinct again, and so very, very beautiful. But that which I speak of is literally your cosmos, your physical universe in its full bloom, its full magnificence, and its expanding that is part of the greater movement. For it is with you, of you, and within you, do you see? For just as indeed the angels say, that to look upon one soul is to see all souls, being not separate. It is in fact similar. Your physical universe and your cosmos so filled with illumination. For to hold one speck of stardust is in fact to come to know the entirety of your physical universe. Do you see? And that is a powerful, powerful understanding. For it cannot be separated out, this one speck, from the whole. And just as that which is holographic, one speck holds within itself the entire blueprint of physical creation. That is why I see you and feel you in all things, in your dimension, of which I am part. And in some ways, this is how I have come to know you. For I need only know one speck of stardust, and you are known to me, and all is known to me. I say to you, it is the same for you. Come into the resonance, for I am illumination. And I draw you to me. We have said before, there are many, many Buddhas that ebb and flow within your dimension. And they embody points of illumination, seeding them throughout creation, your cosmos, and the worlds, the many, many worlds, held within your universe, embrace. When the Buddha energy comes, such as I, then it is a time of rejoicing, celebration. for it means illumination. Things coming to light. Inspiration being seeded amongst you. And inspiration being drawn from the depths of your conscious awareness to the surface of your human experience. For you are no less than starlight. It is all the same illumination. And we draw upon it, each of us, in this dimension. And your world is not absent from this. And a new illumination is being seeded all the while. And things have indeed been coming to light, have they not? Those things deeply recessed, now illuminated. It is time for new inspiration, new points of awareness within you. For I make this personal, this day. That is my gift. Remembering that the whole of creation is deeply and irrevocably personal. And what is given to one is given to all. Yet experienced as deeply meaningful to each. And that is the brilliance of divinity. And so then, I make this personal. You are just beginning in many ways. As layers of transformation take hold, and for most it is very, very subtle. It is nuanced, we may say, and that is also a very good word. For the picture of life is not painted in broad strokes. It is to the detail that we look. The fine lines of your life. And the subtlety of your beauty, ever more coming to light. New inspiration, and for some, new vision. The fog of the past is lifting, and the uncertainty of the present is dissipating. All that is of before no longer holds traction. That is a given. You are shedding your skin. You are coming into nakedness. the boundaries are slipping. As new thought takes hold. Come into the feeling. And how it is that I am with you. And how it is that I know you. For illumination, is fundamental to your physical dimension. It is even literal as you gaze upon the physical cosmos, perceivable only as light reflected from the many suns. And your universe and cosmology tells a story, does it not? And not simply that which is astrophysical. There is a story written into the physical universe that is plain to see, to feel, and experience. It has its story. And how it is that the universe is laid out. And the light that shines as it ever reflects itself from all its celestial bodies. And you are amongst it. It is your situation, it is your context, that you are starborn and stargiven and reside within your galaxy, suspended in space and time. That is also a powerful understanding, that your universe is suspended, that all of its physicality is literally suspended within space. That it hangs within a greater void. As if a frozen movement. And though I speak by way of description, there is meaning to this. For you understand that greater creation is not a place, but rather a movement. That we sometimes refer to as the breath or the continuum. But your cosmos is suspended within the greater movement. But as you exist in time, you do not see the movement. And it appears to stand still. This is your context, my dearest ones. And perhaps the vastness of the story. Seems impersonal, but again I say it is deeply, deeply personal. Here is my illumination. It is the starlight. And stars ebb and flow. Just as inspiration does. And as you are everywhere, then I reach out to you from across your universe and then far beyond it. And the light of love travels. And long ago, this channel brought forth a guided visualization. Of a Buddha statue at the end of a very long, long pond. And that you were seated at the opposite end to my statue. And a marvelous, symbolic lotus flower was placed in your hands, as I do now, across space and time. And you cast this upon the waters. It journeyed to my feet, across the length of this pond, and your hopes and desires were held within the fragrance of this flower. And as I speak these words, I make them actual. It matters not if you had not known the channel then. For I bring this to you now. And across the surface of starlight, the vastness of our shared universe, I return your lotus to you, filled with illumination, and the promise that I shall bring to light those things hoped of, dreamed of. And I send this across the waters of space and time, and the starlight that bears my signature. And this is my gift, and I am the Cosmic Buddha, Adon.